The Gemara in Brachos tells us that when a person recites Birchas Hamazon al HaKos, the kos has to have shtifa b'hadacha, which means you have to rinse it inside and out. We assume that the din is not restricted only to Birchas Hamazon al HaKos. It applies equally to Kiddush al HaKos, Avdol al HaKos, all cases. On Pesach night, we're going to recite four Brachas al HaKos. First is going to be Kiddush al HaKos, then Asher Gialono al HaKos, then Birchas Hamazon al HaKos, and then Birchas Hashir. So many poskim recommend, Kaf HaChaim quotes this, many poskim recommend that one should rinse out the kos inside and out, not only before the first kos of a Kiddush, even those who are listening to the Kiddush, by their first of the Arba Kosis, but in, before the second kos, before Asher Gialono, before the Birchas Hamazon, and before the Birchas Hashir as well. Ikar Adin, it's really a Chumrah Midas Chassid, is based on Kabbalah. The Ikar Adin, the Magen Avraham, writes in Hilchas Shabbos, I think, that if you know the kos is clean, you kept it on Matzoi Shabbos, you rinsed it out after you said Havdol, you put it away in a cabinet, so you know it's clean, so you don't have to rinse it out again. So the same on Pesach night, you rinse it out before you said Kiddush, and before you drank the first kos. So you know that it's only your wine, your germs, it's not dirty from anything else. So many poskim say, Mikra Din, there's no need to rinse it out before Asher Gialon and before Birchas Hamazon. But the Kaf HaChaim quotes, according to those who say based on Kabbalah, you should rinse out the kos even if you know that it's clean. So the same should apply to all each of the Arba Kosis. Whenever the Gemara says when you recite Birchas Hamazon al HaKos, you have to pick it up at Tefach. If the kos is on the table, you're supposed to pick it up lachatchila at Tefach above the table. If you're sitting on the floor, you should pick it up at least at Tefach from the floor. So on Pesach night, there were four Brachas al HaKos. The first is the Kiddush Asher, you should pick up the kos before the Brach Asher Gialono. And then the whole Birchas Hamazon also, everybody should hold the kos in their hands. And for the Birchas Hashir is Yehavu Lucha and Nishmas Kol Chai and Yishtabach after the completion of the halal, after the meal. So one should hold the kos that whole time. What do we use for morer? So the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes lists off five different vegetables that are acceptable. The first one is chazeres. So chazeres, the Rishonim all say, is lettuce. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have regular iceberg lettuce in Eretz Yisrael. They only had romaine lettuce. And that's why Soloveitchik always used to say that you have to use romaine lettuce. Others say, basically, it's the same thing, romaine lettuce, regular lettuce. I think the Sarah Barnkotler said you can use regular lettuce also. How in the world is that more? The romaine lettuce and the regular lettuce taste delicious. It's not better. So the Rishonim asks that question. Why is chazeres a min mar? It doesn't taste bitter at all. So the Rishonim answers that if you would leave it in the ground for a longer period of time, they cut it off early. So if you leave it in the ground longer, it'll become bitter. So the Chazon Ish writes that he thinks that it's only acceptable for mar if you actually left it in the ground longer and it became bitter. But the way we do, we cut it off early. He thinks that that's not acceptable. But the common practice is not so. We all assume that that since theoretically, if you would have left it in the ground to grow longer, it would have developed a bitter taste. So even though we didn't do that, this vegetable is a min mor. In Europe, this season of the year, where the Jews lived in Europe, this season of the year, the lettuce wasn't growing at all. That's how the Achronim write. So that's why they started using horseradish. So there was a student in the yeshiva many years ago. The first year that I gave shir in the yeshiva was learning psochim. So this student was in my shir at that time. And he now he's a professor in, I think, in Ben-Gurion University in Eretz Yisrael. So at the time, he wrote an essay in the student publication that was called Gesher. Gesher is a bridge to bridge the gap between Torah and science. So he wrote a whole essay about this, the use of horseradish. He quotes the Achronim that they only started using horseradish because the Jews moved so much, so far north from the equator that the lettuce didn't grow yet. So they use horseradish, not assuming that it's not one of the five vegetables that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And he points out that the Gemara makes it very clear that all the five vegetables mentioned in the Mishnah are leafy vegetables. Horseradish is not at all a leafy vegetable. You're eating the root. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if you eat the shorish, you're not yotze. So they say, no, that's if you eat the shorish of lettuce. But here you're eating the shorish itself is edible. But and also, it's not really bitter. It's sharp. They're two different sensations. Bitter is one thing, sharp is another thing. So that's his essay has been translated already in Hebrew. And every year, more and more people stop using horseradish for maror. Some people feel as if the horseradish is the real McCoy and the lettuce is a kula. And it's just the reverse. The horseradish is a big kula based on the assumption that if you don't have any of the five minim, you can use another min, even though it's not one of the five mentioned in the Mishnah. Some of the Achronim wrote that the second min mentioned in the Mishnah is tamcha, and tamcha is charein. That's very difficult because the Gemara says all of the five vegetables mentioned in the Mishnah are really leafy vegetables. So more and more people every year are stopping to use the horseradish. So many people have the attitude as if the real thing is the horseradish and the lettuce. Romaine lettuce is a kula. So they'll use the romaine lettuce, but they'll throw a little horseradish on it. Truth of the matter is, if horseradish is not the correct min, that the Gemara says if you eat a dvar hashus together with a dvar mitzvah, so that's osi dvar hashus and a batal dvar mitzvah. Eating food is something that we have in common with all the human soil and all the behemoths. Everybody, all the animals have to eat food. So if you're eating food, l'shem mitzvah, you're eating a korban, or you're eating truma, or you're eating matzah, you're eating maror. If you're doing an achila, you want to make it into an achila shal mitzvah. So the Gemara has an idea that you shouldn't eat it together with a dvar hashus. You should eat the dvar mitzvah separately, because if you eat a dvar mitzvah with a dvar hashus, asi dvar hashus, mevatal dvar mitzvah, pulls down the level of the eating, and it's considered a chuladik eating. It doesn't have the status of a mitzvah dik eating. So if horseradish is not really the correct min, and you throw in a little horseradish into the romaine lettuce, so it's mevatal a mitzvah from the romaine lettuce. You should really, if you want to eat horseradish, you should eat it separately. You should eat the romaine lettuce separately. The Gemara quotes there was a machloekis.
What does Rabbi use for maror?
I use romaine lettuce. The Gemara says.
And does Rabbi eat maror separately or no?
My wife always buys horseradish. So I eat she grinds it up. So then I eat a little bit of that just to make my wife happy. But I'm really not interested in it at all. It's very horseradish. Unfortunately, I used to learn Bacharusa with Rabbi Neuberger's brother, who was a doctor. So he said, he's a doctor in a hospital. And he said that the first two nights of Pesach, the emergency wards are always full of religious Jews who got sick from eating horseradish or from eating matzah that made him sick or for drinking too much wine. So that's terrible. The poskim said, this is man cheruseinu. This is the way we show our cherus, by getting sick, by eating things that are not healthy. That's not right at all. So the Gemara has this machlekes satanaim hillel and achacham regarding korech. So there are three different opinions. One opinion is you only yotze if you eat each one separately, Pesach separately, matzah separately, maror separately. The other shita, you only yotze if you eat them together, b'kricha achas. And the third shita, that it's optional. The Rambam paskens that it's optional. The Rambam has interesting, he says, if you eat matzah and maror together, you say one brocha. Shekel shana b'mitzvah sovitzi one lalachilas matzah umarorim. And if you eat them separately, then you say a separate bracha al achilas matzah and a separate bracha al achilas maror. The Rashbam says on the Gemara, according to that opinion, that you eat them separately, so you should say seder lachatchila deraisa, because the Chumash says al matzah simron yachlu, you have to eat first the matzah and then the maror. If you hold like that opinion that you eat it bikricha, so then there is no seder. You're eating both together. But if you're doing one after the other, just like by tefillin, there's a seder lachatchila. Shatim lo sal yadecha first, and only afterwards v'hoyuda tetovas b'nenecha second. There's a lechatchila deraisa to put on the shayad first, and then to put on the shalosh. So the Gemara says that Hillel used to be korach, the two girsas, the Rambam holds that even when you do kricha, you eat the korban pesach. So you don't korach together all three, pesach, matzah, umar, or you only korach the two together, the matzah and the mar. Most of the other rishonim say not so. And they put that the Yerushalmi is beferish against the Rambam. Shalmi is beferish that b'zman ha-migdash Hillel ate all three together, pesach, matzah, umar, or. So the Gemara says korech. What is korech? So we usually translate korech is a sandwich. Why is it a sandwich? The word dechroch means to wrap around. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. That Mistama Hillel used to eat romaine lettuce, and he wrapped the romaine lettuce around the matzah. The matzah was in the middle. Not that you have matzah on top and matzah on the bottom, and you have the morah in the middle. Is the reverse. He was korech, matzah, morah together. The Mefarshim on the Haggadah ask a question. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim, which we mentioned in the Haggadah. It's of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Laman Tizkor Sem Tzeischa Meretzayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yimei Chayecha Hayamim. And what's called Yimei Chayecha? Kol is Leilois, that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, like we do. Oh no. So that's a machloikas satanoim. So according to the way we have the practice, we say zechiras yetzias mitzrayim every single day of Mayrhu. We say emes v'emunah. The last pasuk in the third parsha of Vayomer, we say ani Hashem lekechem. We mention Hashem tzeisichem yeretz mitzrayim. We mention yetzias mitzrayim, and we mention emes v'emunah. So what's different on Pesach night? Manishtana, every night of the year, you have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Rav Lozer ben Azaria says, Harani keven shana, shim shana, v'lozer chishtam et simtzayim, ashadosha ben zayma, that you have to say balayla. Why do we mention that in the Haggadah? That's the chiyav of all year long. So we mention it in order to bring out the idea, it must be that on Pesach night, you have to, there's the mitzvah, we might daven mar, we said, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Los Haskara B'Alma, to mention briefly, Yetzias Mitzrayim. But on Pesach night, they quote in the name of Rav Chaim that there are three major differences between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim of every night and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night. One difference is Sipur is Barichas, Kalamar, B'Lasapar, Ezem, Meshubach. So we tell the story about all the five Tanaim who are eating in Bnei Brak. It was after the Korban Abayah, so there was no Korban Pesach. So that's why they were in Bnei Brak. Otherwise, everybody would have to be in Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So they would tell you, Masaf and Simsan, Kolosa Halayla. Why Kolosa Halayla? Why didn't they finish Sipit Yesan Bikitzah? The answer is, Kolamar Belisaper is a Meshubach. How do you know that, Kolamar Belisaper? So the answer is, because otherwise, what's the difference between Pesach night and every night? Every night of the year, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it must be that Pesach night, the mitzvah is more elaborate. Number one, the story should be told by Riches. Number two, it should be Vigarta Levincha. You should tell it to another person, preferably. You should see Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. We talk to ourselves. We say the last pasuk in Kriyashma and Vayomer. And we say, Emes V'Emunah, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And the parasha, we're talking to ourselves. We're not talking to another person. Pesach night, L'chatchil, you should tell to another person. And the third difference Rav Chaim pointed out is that on Pesach night, L'chatchil, it should be Derech She'ela Tshuva. Ki hoya ki shol chabin chomach alem ma'avayr ezaz lachem, dem amatem zavach Pesach hu l'Hashem. When we will ask questions. So that's why we pose all the questions. Manishtana alayla zeh. The questions are all about the mitzvahs halayla. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik added on. Another few differences, that on Pesach night, we should fulfill the mitzvah by combining Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. That's what we mentioned yesterday. That's why we say, Baruch HaMokim, Baruch Shanas, Torah Lam Yisrael, Baruch Hu, we recite the new Birchas HaTorah, because it's a new form of Talmud Torah. And we ask all the questions. Manishtana, we usually assume that the question, we say, Manishtana, why do we eat Pesach? They say, Alayla is a kula tzli. Why do we eat Pesach? Why do we eat Mar? Why do we eat Matzah? Then we say also Matbilim. That's another mitzvah, Alayla question, which Haroses is a mitzvah question. And then we say about Mesubin. Mesubin is the mitzvah derabbanan nehvaseba. So the questions that we ask, the four and the five questions, is Mancha Besamigdash Ayakayam. They ask the additional question about Tzli, about Korban Pesach. So we ask questions regarding the mitzvahs alayla. And then we tell Sipitzias Mitzrayim by responding to the questions that we raised. When you pose a question, you give an answer, so it'll be clearer than if you just say, the Rabban Shem took us out of Egypt, and that's why we do this and that. If you say it in the form of questions and answers, then it'll be clearer to the one who's listening. Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayis, Maseches Brochas, quotes Achreinim, who raised the question, why is the Lashon of the Mishnah different? By Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, who says, it's in time Baleiloi, so he says, he doesn't say Lerabbis Halelos. But the Chachamim who do Sigra, Chachamim Aimrim, then you're not obligated to mention Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim every night, only Pesach night you have to. All year long you don't have to mention Balayla, only Bayom. But the word Kol is Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. Why is it over there it says Lahavi Limos HaMashiach? And according to Rabbi Lozman Azar, it says Kol Halelos. Why doesn't it say Lahavi or Lerabbis? So Rabbi Kivegi raises the question. So to say over the name of Rabbi Avala Soloveitchik, if you hold that Limos HaMashiach Yechayiv, so it's not that it's a new Chiyiv. Kol Yimechayecha, Yimechayecha, Ha'olam Hazeh, Kol Yimechayecha, Lahavi Limos HaMashiach, that the mitzvah that applies Bizman Hazeh will still continue to be observed even after Mashiach comes. But if you hold like Rabbi Lozman ben Azariah, that Limos HaMashiach, the mitzvah will no longer apply, because we won't talk anymore about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll just talk about the Gula Hasida. It'll outshine the Gula from Mitzrayim. So, and the Pasuk Kol is Marba Leilois. So it's not Lahavi HaLeilois that Balayla you have the same mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim Bayom and a mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim Balayla. They're two different mitzvahs. So you can't use the expression Lahavi. You say Kol HaLeilois. It's a separate chiyuv. But if you say Lahavi Lemois HaMashiach, means that the mitzvah that applies Bizman Hazeh will continue to be observed even after Mashiach will come. Everyone should be blessed with Aguten Shabbos and Aguten Yantif. I'm going to give my regular shiur now on Parshas Tzav.